this morning I want to look with you just for a few moments at these very familiar words in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. We looked on Sunday evening at the Saviour as a refiner's fire under that heading Christmas fire. I want to speak about Christmas comfort today. And we began with that text from Isaiah 40. Comfort, yes, comfort my people. We rejoice this morning, I trust, that each one of us will enjoy the day with family and friends. And we may know many comforts and many blessings, but none of them will be as great as to know for ourselves the comfort of God. And our Saviour has many names in the Bible, many indeed. And it's a great blessing to review them and to think about them, to dwell upon them. You can even get a very small handy paperback, which I think is called The Names of Jesus, which is a great blessing to think about the names of Christ, to think about the names of God. It's a real blessing to us. But this name is most precious, Emmanuel, God with us. Maybe we get too used to it. Maybe we get too familiar with these things. Perhaps we don't understand why it's so amazing. So I'd just like to think about with you just for a moment the alternative. What's the alternative to God with us? Well, God without anything. You say, don't be silly. What do you mean? Well, that's a historical fact. Before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the universe, our God was God without anything, without anyone else. John chapter 1 tells us exactly that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. There was only God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He was God without anything, without anyone else. He didn't need anyone else or anything else. He was perfectly holy, happy, glorious, self-sufficient. He had no need of us, nor of this universe, this world too, in which we live. But God made all things for his own glory. As every child who learns a bit of catechism knows, why did God make all things? For his own glory. And he made man in his own image. And he made Adam and Eve, again, as the children's catechism will tell us, he made them holy and happy. He was with them, these two, the first man, the first woman. They had perfect communion with God. They had an unimpaired relationship with him. They could ask him anything. They could bring to him anything. He was with them as a friend. He was God without anything. Then he became God with them. Adam and Eve, he was God with them. There was one condition, of course. They had to obey him. There was one tree in the garden that wasn't for them. One tree that was set apart for God. One symbol of his otherness, of his holiness, of his perfection, of the fact that he was the creator and they were the created. Just that one thing. And of course we know they broke his command. They sinned against him. Sin enters the world. The curse comes, death enters the world, they're thrown out of the Garden of Eden. God was with them, but then God was not with them anymore. And because God was not with them, God would not be with us. They were cut off That fellowship, that friendship, that relationship was gone. Yes, God was still speaking to them. God was still commanding them. But he was now only their God, as it were. Not their friend. They had displeased him. They were cut off from him. They no longer had eternal life. Death was a reality to them. And so the Holy God becomes remote from a sinful people. Even Moses was not allowed to see the glory of God. But as time passed, we know our Lord dealt with his people kindly. Even at the beginning, he made that promise to Eve that her seed would crush the serpent's head. And God spoke to his people in many ways, through fire, through cloud, through lightning, through thunder, by prophets, through tablets of stone. He spoke to his people. He did not leave them with nothing. But the promises and the light begins to dawn slowly, and things become a little clearer and a little clearer, until you come to Isaiah 7:14, which is what is quoted here in Matthew's Gospel. Emmanuel is coming. God with us. He won't be remote anymore. No, he will come to his people. And he did. In the city of David, Bethlehem. And today, there's a lot of focus on Bethlehem, particularly today, last night and today. I have to tell you, there's nothing particularly special about Bethlehem, other than that it's the place, roughly. I don't think you can be absolutely sure that where they think he was born, he really was born. But you know, I found, not so much there, but in other places, among the ruins of Caesarea Philippi, in Capernaum, in old Nazareth, in old Jerusalem, on the Galilee, by the Galilee, where that connection to the past, to my mind and to my sensibility, really remains. Are you given time to think? It's a great wonder. And you don't have to go there. You don't have to go there for it to be a great wonder. If you can go, I urge you to go. But you don't have to. You only have to think about it. He walked there. He grew up there. He laughed and loved and cried. He was, from the very moment of his birth, God with us. He's become one of us, not limited to time and space on what is frankly a postage stamp of land in the Middle East. Even at its height, the Kingdom of Israel was a mere postage stamp in the world. But he's not limited to that time and space. He has come to be God with us forever. Not God with us for 33 years or whatever it was, but God with us, full stop. He was God without anything. He was God with Adam and Eve, then God without them, God without any people, remote. But in Jesus Christ, he becomes God with us, and the Lord Jesus, that's his name. Emmanuel, God with us. He was born, he lived, he died, he rose, and he lives. Why should we be so excited about Jesus Christ? Because we remember that he was born. You know, 99.9% probability that he wasn't born on December the 25th. But the important thing is to remember that he was born. That he is God with us. We know that he is. He is eternal God. Alpha and Omega. Creator. Sustainer of all things. The judge. And the Lord God, omnipotent. That is who he is, God with us, not just for 33 years, but God with us for all eternity, and God with us right now, God with you and with me, God with me at my time of greatest need, God with me in the dark hours when no one can see me, God with me when I wake up in the night, God with me when I worry about some difficulty in life, God with me when I am sick or weary, God with me when I struggle with the frailty of old age, God with me when I'm grieved by the betrayal or wickedness of someone in my own family or my friends, God with me when I rejoice over the birth of a child, God with me when I get married, God with me in everything in life, in every joy and trouble and trial, but in every blessing, in every circumstance. He's God with us. He's here. He is with us. He is one with us. He is the God-man. We don't have a high priest who can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We have Jesus Christ. He is God with us in all our joys, in all our sorrows. And yes, as you may have proved, and I trust you have, God with us at the extremest point of our greatest need. You may call upon him. You can call upon him. You can cry out to him. He will hear you. He will help you. This precious Prince, Emmanuel. I love that John Bunyan chose that name in the Holy War for the figure of Jesus Christ. He is in the Holy War, Prince Emmanuel. Well, because he comes to man's soul. He is God with them. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. He's come. He's taken my place. He's paid my penalty. He's reconciled me to God. God was not with me. And he was not with you, apart from Jesus Christ. God could not be with you. God could not bless you. God could not love you. He could not help you. Because he is a holy God, and you and I were sinners. But God has sent his Son to be our Savior, to be God with us. And when that last day comes, when we stand before him, before the judgment throne, we can say, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. The amazing thing is that when you stand before God as your judge, you will be before Jesus Christ. And you will know, if you trust him, that he who should have condemned you will not condemn you. Because he who is on the throne is also standing by your side. God with us. From this time forth and forever. What a blessing. And sometimes we just let this amazing truth slip by. We don't have time this morning to go into so much more about this. I just wanted to present this precious truth to you. And this truth was precious to a young man, to Charles Spurgeon, when he was 18. Well, lifelong. But when he was 18, he wrote some words. And if you're interested in the words, they will be in the Messenger in January. when once I mourned a load of sin, when conscience felt a wound within, when all my works were thrown away, when on my knees I knelt to pray, then, blissful hour, remembered well, I learned thy love, Emmanuel. When storms of sorrow toss my soul, when waves of care around me roll, when comforts sink, when joys shall flee, when hopeless grief shall gape for me, one word the tempest's rage shall quell, that word thy name, Emmanuel. When hell enraged lifts up her roar, when Satan stops my path before, when fiends rejoice and wait my end, when legion hosts their arrows send, fear not my soul, but hurl at hell thy battle cry, Emmanuel. When down the hill of life I go, when o'er my feet death's waters flow, when in the deepening flood I sink, when friends stand weeping on the brink, I'll mingle with my last farewell thy lovely name, Emmanuel. When tears are banished from mine eye, when fairer worlds than these are nigh, when heaven shall fill my ravished sight, when I shall bathe in sweet delight, one joy all joy shall far excel, to see thy face, Emmanuel. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Amen.